The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Again, welcome to Bob Burney Live. This is the 4 o'clock hour. My telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE. 877-262-5483. I want to get into this Brandeis University story. It is pure insanity what America's young people are facing in our colleges and universities. And I'm not exaggerating. This is insanity. This is nuts. This is crazy stuff. That our young people in America are being indoctrinated with. And I'll get to that story in just a moment. But first, during the break, I was checking the latest on this condominium building in South Florida, Surfside, Florida. It just collapsed. I heard an interview with the mayor of Surfside, and he said, this kind of thing does not happen in America. On a scale of 1 to 100, on something bizarre and unexpected for a building, he said, this is absolutely 100. Obviously, the greatest attention right now is trying to find survivors. There are at least 99 people missing, unaccounted for. Some search and rescue dogs have indicated some life under the rubble. We can hope and pray that people will be found. It is unlikely that there will be many, considering the unbelievable destruction. If you have seen the video, if you've seen the pictures. And after all of that, then there's going to be an extensive investigation as to the cause. And what the mayor is saying is it is hard for him to believe that it just happened. I don't know how long this building has been standing, but there was no earthquake. There was no hurricane. There was no outward indication at all that this building was in any danger whatsoever of collapsing, and it did. So pray for the rescue workers, pray for the victims and their families. If there's anything new while we're on the air, I will certainly pass that along to you. Brandeis University has printed and posted a whole long laundry list of language that is no longer welcome on the campus of Brandeis University. These things are unwelcome on the campus, and they're in several different categories. Violent language, oppressive language, identity-based language. Let me see the other one. Okay, identity-based language and language that doesn't say what we mean. Yeah, language that doesn't say what we mean. All of this comes out of the Prevention, Advocacy, and Resource Center at Brandeis University. And when these things are posted, there is the offensive language and then the alternative, and in this case, an explanation as to why these words, these phrases are no longer acceptable on campus. Now, again, this is from Brandeis University. Let me start with violent language. Quote, violent language in this list may be explicitly or implicitly violent expressions and metaphors that are used casually and unintentionally. These examples can be easily replaced by saying something more direct. All right, here is the violent language, words, phrases that are now unwelcome on the campus of Brandeis University by students or faculty. Number one, top of the list, killing it. Yeah. You can no longer say, hey, man, you are really killing it. Oh, no, can't do that. What is the alternative? Great job or awesome. But you can't say killing it. The explanation. If someone is doing well, there are other ways to say so that equates it to murder. What is wrong with these people? They honestly believe that somebody that hears the phrase, hey man, you're killing it, is going to go out and murder someone? Are you kidding? This is nuts. Okay, that's the top of the list. Killing it. Can't say that anymore. You got to say, great job. Are awesome. The next one, take a shot at. Hey, you might want to take a shot at going out for baseball. Hey, you may want to take a shot at trying out for the drama club. And also, take a stab at. No, you can't say that anymore. Take a stab at. No. Instead of take a shot at, you must say now, give it a go. Or, instead of take a stab at, you now say, try. And why? Quote, these expressions needlessly use imagery of hurting someone or something. May I repeat? These people are nuts. Here's the next one. You can no longer say, trigger warning. Well, I thought the people on the left were using that all the time. Trigger. Well, that's a trigger. That's a true. Oh, no, I can't do that. No. You can't use the phrase trigger warning anymore. You substitute it for content note. Huh? What? You can't say trigger warning. You're supposed to say content note or drop in. How does drop in mean the same thing as trigger warning? I don't know, but here's the explanation. The word trigger has connections to guns for many people. We can give the same heads up using language less connected to violence. And may I remind you, this is not the Babylon Bee. This is not the Onion. This is Brandeis University. You cannot say trigger warning. You've got to say content note or drop in. Alrighty. And here's the next one. You can no longer say rule of thumb. No. Oh, no. That's offensive. Rule of thumb. Instead, you've got to say general rule. Well, what's wrong with rule of thumb? Well, quote, this expression allegedly comes from an old British law allowing men to beat their wives with sticks no wider than their thumb. If you were to go out on the street and ask 1,000 people, can you give me the origin of rule of thumb? Do you think even one person out of 1,000 would say, I am deeply offended by that, because hundreds of years ago, in Great Britain, there was an old British law allowing men to beat their wives with sticks no wider than their thumb, and that's why I will never say rule of thumb. Oh, there's more. Oh, yeah. Well, we're just, this is the violent language. We haven't even gotten to the identity-based language. All right, we got to take a break. Hang on, the insanity will continue. I promise there is more insanity from a major American university. And you know what? The more elite the university, the more insane the people running it. We'll be back.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
And welcome back to Bob Burney Live and the Insanity Hour. Yes, according to Brandeis University, from the Prevention Advocacy and Resource Center, these words and phrases are no longer acceptable on the campus, but they are gracious enough to tell us what other words or phrases we should use that is acceptable to them. Aren't they kind? Aren't they wonderful? Yeah. So we looked at killing it, taking a shot at, take a stab at, trigger warning, rule of thumb. The next is go off the reservation. Oh, no, can't do that. You can't. Oh, no. You should substitute that for disagree with the group or defect from the group. And the reason is obvious. It might offend an indigenous person. Do you really think that an indigenous individual would be offended by someone saying, man, he went off the reservation? Okay, that's a partial list of the violent language that is no longer acceptable at Brandeis University. Let's move quickly over to identity-based language, okay? We have a list of oppressive terms that are forbidden. Oppressive terms. Right at the top of the list, you guys, ladies, and gentlemen. No, you can no longer say you guys. Hey, you guys! No, you can't address someone as a lady or a gentleman, and you can't say, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. No, you can't say that at Brandeis University. You can't do that. Instead, you're supposed to say, y'all. I'm reading it. Y'all. Instead of saying you guys, you say y'all. Or you could say folks or folks, F-O-L-X. Could someone please tell me when you say these words, how you can tell if a person is saying F-O-L-K-S or F-O-L-X? Can somebody explain to me? Because this is language. This is spoken. So you can't say you guys, ladies and gentlemen, but you can say folks or folks. Folks or folks. You can say friends, and you can say loved ones, and they graciously allow you to say people. Yeah. Here are other words that are oppressive. Policemen, congressmen, freshmen, etc. Can't say that. What are the alternatives? Police officer, congressperson, and instead of freshman, first year student. Or you also can't refer to someone as she or he. No, not at Brandeis University. We are elite. We're smarter than the rest of you. You cannot say she or he. What is the alternative? Call an individual they. No, I'm not making this up. I'm reading it. Instead of calling someone she or he or referring to someone as she or he, you refer to them as they. We're talking about one person, individual, they, or ask for their pronoun. The explanation, quote, these examples either lump all people under masculine language or within the gender binary men or women, which doesn't include everyone. And now this one really got to me. The next list of oppressive language. You ready for this? You cannot say this on the campus of Brandeis University anymore. African American. What? Huh? Yeah, you can't say African American. But get this. Get this. Under that, it says oppressive language. I'm looking at it right now. African American. Can't say that. Directly underneath it, in parentheses, unless the person or people identify as such. What? So you can't refer to someone as African American unless they identify as African American. So you can't say it, but they can say it. Well, how do you know whether they identify as that or not? You don't. The possible alternative, other than African American, black, with a capital B. How do you speak a capital B? When you're speaking, how do you tell the difference when you're speaking whether you're saying black with a small B or a capital B? How do you know that?
B-lack. So you emphasize the B, so it's when it's emphasized, okay. It's capital.
Yeah.
Go back to the they thing. Let's just call it it. Isn't that more personal?
I guess.
More singular? It.
You can't say African-American unless they identify as African-American.
And do you have to ask them first?
Well, no, you can't because that would offend them. That would offend them. So you guess, I guess. And then here's the explanation. Not all black people are from Africa and or America. Okay. Oh, my goodness. Let me get a couple more in before this break. Other words that aren't now forbidden as oppressive language. Crazy. Insane. Wild. You can't say, wow, man, that was insane. Or that ride was wild. We had a wild time last. You know, I can't say that. No. What are you supposed to say instead? That's bananas. I'm reading this. I'm not making it up. You can't say, wow, that was crazy, man. That was insane. That was what? No, you got to say, that's bananas. Oh, I'm not done. No. I've got much more. Hang on, because we're going to educate you on how you should and should not talk.